Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. This is tape number 2, Sifatul Ulu, the description of Allah's Highness, by our Sheikh Imasul Deen Al Albani, rahimahullahu ta'ala.
Qawam al Malaike. Shu sabab hada ta'wil? Huwa naf sabab ta'wil istawa bima'na istawla. Ma'anu ta'wil istawa bima'na istawla afhash واخطر من تاويل امنتم في السماء. ليش؟ لان وصف الملائكه بمثل هذه الصفه يمكن على تاويل ان الله يقدرهم على ذلك، اي امنتم في السماء يخسف بكم الارض، يعني ان الله يامر الملائكه فتخسف الارض من فيها. ممكن ان تعطى هذه الصفه للملائكه، لكن الصفه الاساسيه لمن؟ لله عز وجل. لكن تأويل استوى بمعنى استولى عرفتم بأنه باطل من أكثر من جهة واحدة.
And what is the reason for this تأويل, this interpretation? Is the same reason for the تأويل interpretation of استوى meaning استولى, that the reason of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above his throne, they make it استولى, that he conquered the throne. And the تأويل of استوى with the meaning of استولى, it is eviler, it's graver, it's more dangerous than the ta'wil of the ayat amintum man fis sama' to the end of the ayat. Why? Because the description of the angels regarding the angels of this ayat, it is possible with the interpretation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them. It is possible that regarding this ayah, أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرُضَ, that we say that the interpretation as we already know, or the meaning of the ayah as we already know, is it that the one who is in the heavens, or is it that he cannot, is it that he will not cause the earth to swallow you up? He said it's possible that we could say that it means the angels by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angels and they cause the earth to swallow you up. By his command, of course, he says the original sifa, the original description is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he's saying that the angels is possible here to share in that actual sifa, but it's not like the sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says, but you all know that the ta'wil of istawa with the meaning of istawla, that is false from many different aspects.
إذن فالمؤمن يجوز أولا اقتداء بالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يسأل أين الله, ثم يجب عليه أن يكون الجواب جواب الجارية الله في السماء. ليه؟ لأن الآيات والأحاديث متواترة على إثبات صفة العلو لله تبارك وتعالى.
Therefore, it is permissible for the believer following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by asking, "Where is Allah?" Then it is a must upon him that the answer is the answer of the slave girl, that he says in the heavens. Why? Because the ayat and the hadith is narrated in abundance on the description regarding the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
بيان لا بد منه. آمنتم من في السماء. السماء في اللغة لها عدة معاني. المطر سماء, والسقف سماء, والسحاب سماء, وسبع سماوات لبعض سماوات لا أغريب.
It says here in the ayah and the answer of the slave girl, there's some clarification that's needed, which is a must. That the word as-sama, means in the language has many different meanings. He said as-sama can mean rain, it can mean the seven heavens, it can mean the clouds, and so forth like that. So he's saying, well, which of these meaning is this actually meaning?
يجب أن نذكر أن المقصود بهذه السماء في هذه الآية خاصة هي العلو المطلق، حتى تكون هذه الآية متماشية في معناها مع الرحمن على العرش استوى، ذلك لأن العرش فوق المخلوقات كلها فوق السماوات، فليس وراء العرش خلق مطلقا، ليس وراء العرش إلا خالق العرش وخالق الكون كله سبحانه وتعالى. فحينما نقرأ آمنتم من في السماء يجب ألا نستحضر السماء بمعنى ذر.
The Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala says, it's a must that we mention that the meaning of as-sama, especially in this ayah, is the meaning of ulul mutlaq, that is the highness that is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order that this ayah, this verse, is able to be coincide or coincides in meaning with the ayah ar-Rahman wa 'ala al-'arshi istawa, that Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is over his throne raised. That's because Al-Arsh, the throne, is over the creations, all of it, over the heavens. So there's nothing behind the throne at all. There's nothing behind the throne except the creator of the throne and the creator of the existence, all of it. So when we read the ayat, Amantum man fis sama, that part of the verse, the ayat, is translated to be, do you feel secure from the one that is in the heavens? He said it is a must that we not think of the meaning to mean the meaning of zarf. I believe he's meaning here zarf u makan, meaning that he is in a place.
هو العلو المطلق أي خارج المخلوقات أي فوق العرش الرحمن على العرش استوى. الآيات والأحاديث وأقوال السلف والأئمة كلها تمشي على إثبات هذه الحقيقة وهي أن لله صفة العلو.
Because with this thinking, what does it make the meaning at this point or that point? We say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi sama, that means he is in this creation which he created. So that means we have confined him in a place. But the meaning of as-sama here is al-ulul mutlaq, that it is the highness for, especially for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, in other words, outside of the creations, over the throne, ar-Rahmanu 'ala al-'arsh istawa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over his throne raised. He said the ayat and the hadith and the saying of the salaf and the imams, all of it goes with the affirmation of this reality, that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the description of ulu, of highness.
ومن نفائد الآيات الواردة في هذه المسألة هي أن الله عز وجل يصف عباده بقوله يخافون ربهم من فوقهم، وهذا في الحقيقة كأنه امتحان لنا غير مباشر، نحن الذين نفترض في أنفسنا أننا نخاف من ربنا، فتسيطر أحيانا علينا خشية الله وعظمته. فنلاحظ أن هذا الرب العظيم هو فوقنا أم هو ممازج ومخالف لنا؟ ربنا بيقول هنا في صفات المؤمنين يخافون ربهم من فوقهم.
And from those things that's special concerning this ayah, that happens to be from this issue, he describes his worshippers, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, describes his worshippers with his saying, يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنَ فَوْقِهِمْ, that they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they fear their Lord who is above them. And this, in reality, is as if it's a test for us, indirectly. We're the ones who admit within ourselves that we fear our Lord, Allah, and the fear and the greatness of Allah sometimes takes us over. Do we realize that this great Lord is above us, or is He like an example, or mixed with us, meaning He's amongst us? Our Lord says regarding the description of the believers, يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ, that they fear their Lord who is above them.
إذن من صفات المؤمنين ما أجابت به الجارية الحديث السابق, الله في السماء, لأنه يقول ربنا تبارك وتعالى في حق المؤمنين يخافون ربهم من فوقهم. هذه العقيدة لا يوجد في الكتاب ولا في السنة ما يخالفها أو ما يضطرنا أن نسلك فيها سبيل المتأولين لها. وإننا لهم بعض الشبهات. من هذه الشبهات الآية السابقة, وهو معكم أينما كنتم. فيجب أن نعلم أن هذه الآية مثل قوله تبارك وتعالى لموسى وهارون, إنني معكما أسمع وأرى, إنني معكما أسمع وأرى. الآية هي تفسير للمعية المذكورة فيها, إنني معكما أسمع وأرى, أي علما ورؤية. ليس معنى الآية إنني معكما يعني مخالف لكما مثل هارون مع موسى, موسى مع هارون.
Okay, the Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى, he says, therefore, from the description of the believers, that which the slave girl answered with, the hadith that passed, Allah is in as-sama, because He says in regards to the believers, يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ, that they fear their Lord who is above them. This aqeedah, there's nothing in al-kitab, the Qur'an, was-sunnah, that which opposes it, and that which makes it necessary that we follow the way of ta'wil interpretation of it. But really there's some doubts, and from the doubts is the ayah that was mentioned before, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, and He is with you all wherever you are. And this ayah is the example of His saying to Musa and Harun, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى, that verily I am with you both, and I hear, and I also see. This ayah is the tafsir of the ma'iyya. The ma'iyya is the word that we hear here, ma'akum, and also in the other verse, ma'akuma. This ma' is what he's explaining now, which means with. He says here, this ayah is the tafsir of the ma'iyya that's mentioned in it. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى, verily I'm with you both, I hear and I see. He says, in other words, ilman, knowledge-wise, and ru'yatan, vision-wise, is not the meaning of the ayat, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى, verily I am with you both, I hear and I also see. He said, the meaning of it is not that he's mixing with you both, like Harun with that would be with Musa, and Musa would be with Harun, alayhim as-salam.
رب العالمين لو كان كذلك لكان كلامه وخطاب لهما, لو كان الله مع العباد يعني مخالف لهم وممازج لهم دائما وأبدا, لكان قول الله لهما إنني معكما أسمع وأرى تحت الحاصل. لأنه لو كان الأمر كما يقول المعطلة أن الله في كل مكان, أيضا حيث كان موسى وهارون فالله معهما فشو معنى قوله ربنا عز وجل موسى وهارون إنني معكما؟ إذا كان هو معهما دائما وأبدا، لا، هذه معية صفة ليست معية ذات. إنني معكما بصفة أسمع وأرى.
Okay, the Lord of the worlds, if he was like this, he would have addressed them both, and his speech to them both would have been, if Allah was mixed with his worshippers, and to be like an example to them, then the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to them both would have been concerning innani asma'u wa ara, that surely innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara, indeed I am with you both, and I hear and I also see. He says tahsil al-hasil, this is as if something that's already happening or already happened. He said no, because if the fear is the way the Mu'tazila, those deviant Mu'tazila group, they say that Allah is in every place, which we know that is incorrect, then wherever Harun and Musa was, then Allah was with them both. Then what is the meaning of the saying of Harun, meaning of his saying to Harun and Musa, innani ma'akuma? If he was, verily I'm with you both, if he is with them always and forever, this ma'iyya sifa, as we said concerning the ma'a, meaning with, he said this is a sifa, description, is not ma'iyya, that is not the ma'iyya of his essence, actually being with them. He says, innani ma'akuma, is really I'm with you both, with the sifa, with the description of asma'u wa ara, that I hear and I also see.
كذلك إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. هذه معية أيضا معية سفا، مع الذين اتقوا إعانة ونصرة وتوفيقا ونحو ذلك من الصفات التي لا تليق إلا بالمؤمنين. هناك معية عامة، إنني معكما معية خاصة أسمع وأرى، إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون معية خاصة أيضا بالنسبة للمتقين والمؤمنين. فهناك معية عامة هي ما أفادت في الآية السابقة، وهو معكم أينما كنتم، أي هو معكم بعلمه. هكذا فسر الآية علماء السلف رضي الله عنهم، وهو معكم بعلمه أينما كنتم. تفسيرها في آية لا تخفى عليه خافية في الأرض ولا في السماء.
Okay, the Sheikh, he goes on to say, he says the ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really he's with those who have fear, who are fearful, and those who are muhsinun, I guess we could say like good doers. This ma'iyya is sifa. He says this ma'iyya, the meaning of the word ma'a in the ayah is sifa. Is a description of those who fear. مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, with those who fear. He says, meaning as a help and also success to them. Like this, of the sifa, of the description, which is not suitable except for other than the believers. There's also the ma'iyya, that's عام, that's general, in the ayah, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا مَعِيَ خَاص. He said this is the ma'iyya that's specific. أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. He says that I hear and I see. He says إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Verily Allah is with those who are fearful of Him, who have fear of Him, and they are muhsinin, that they are the ones that's good doers, do righteous deeds. He said, this is ma'iyya khas, this is a specific ma'iyya. He says, muttaquna wa muhsinin. He says, in regards to the muttaqoon wal muhsinin, and there is a ma'iyya that's am, the ma'iyya that's general, and it is what was in the ayat
that was mentioned before. He said, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, and He is with you all wherever you are. He says, رَحِمَهُ ta'ala, this is the way the ulama of the Salaf explained this ayat. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ بِعِلْمِ, he says, this is meaning with his knowledge. أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, wherever you are. With his knowledge, wherever you are.
شيخنا أحمد رحمه الله واسمه عبد الله المبارك من كبار أئمة الحديث والفقهاء والمجاهدين في سبيل الله, كان يقول كلمة موجزة جمع فيها الإشارة إلى الآيات التي تثبت لله صفة العلو فوق مخلوقاته والإشارة إلى الآيات التي تثبت أن الله عز وجل مع مخلوقاته بعلمه. تلك الكلمة هي قوله رحمه الله, الله تبارك وتعالى فوق عرشه بذاته. هذا الجملة الأولى. الجملة الثانية قال بائن من خلقه. الجملة الثالثة وهو معهم بعلمه. المسلم إذا حفظ هالكلمة لإمام السنة عبد الله المبارك جمع هذا البحث وكل البحوث التي طرقها علماء السلف في ذهنه بأوجز عبارة, الله تبارك وتعالى فوق عرشه بذاته بائن من خلقه وهو معهم بعلمه. فإذا جاءتني آية وهو معكم أينما كنتم عرفنا شو جواب بعلمه. وإذا قيل إن الله عز وجل موجود في كل مكان كما يقال اليوم قلنا لا, أئمة السلف وفيهم عبد الله المبارك يقول الله فوق عرشه بذاته بائن من خلقه, يعني مفصول عنهم, يعني غني عنهم ليس مخالفا لهم.
نعم الشيخ وان رحمه الله تعالى, the defender of the sunnah, the one that is a fork in the side of Ahlul Bid'ah, he says, how good was the saying of the Shaykh of Imam Ahmed, and his name was Abdullah ibn Mubarak, from the major people of Hadith and the Fuqaha, those people of Fiqh. And he said he was a Mujahideen, he was from the Mujahideen in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to say a small word, combining it, that which points to the ayah that affirms for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sifatul ulu. He said it affirms for him his highness above the throne, above his creations, and to the ayat which establishes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with his creations, is with his creation, with his knowledge. The word, this word is his saying. He says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fawqa arshihi bidhati. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over his throne with his essence. He said, this is the first sentence. He said, the second sentence is, ba'inun min khalqi, that he has no need of his creation, he is free from his creation. He said the third sentence is, وَهُوَ مَعْهُمْ بِعِلْمِ, and he is with them with his knowledge. He says, so, if an ayat comes to us, وَهُوَ مَعْكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, and he is with you all, wherever you are, we know what's the answer, with his knowledge, بِعِلْمِ, with his knowledge. And if it's said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in every place, like that which is said today, we will say no. He said the Imams of the Salaf, and from them, Abdullah Mubarak says,
Allahu fawqa arshihi bidhati, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over his throne with his essence, ba'inun min khalqi, and that he has no need of his creations. In other words, he is of no need of them. He is not mixing with them.
إن الله تبارك وتعالى في خلقه ممزوج مع خلقه امتزاج الماء في الثلج وامتزاج الزبدة في الحليب. هالوحدة هذه هي الله يعني الصوفية. وما الله إلا راهب في كنيسته حتى يقولون. وما الله في التمثال إلا كثلجة. الله في المثال مثل الثلج بها الواو كمان الشعر مالي حافظ الآن. هذا يقول ابن عربي في الفتوحات المكية أو في فصوص الحكم. وما الله في التمثال إلا كثلجة بها الواو. هذا يقدر أحد يفصل بين الماء والثلج. الماء والثلج مشكلين واحدة. الوحدة هي الثلج. مثال هذا الكون هو الله.
نعم. الشيخ says, not like the extreme Sufis, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in his creation, combined in his creation, with his creation, the combination of water and ice or something like that. And he said this, and they also say the combination or the combining of butter, like it's in milk. He says that isn't this, they say that isn't this all Allah, this whole creation? This is the belief of the Sufis. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing except, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing except like a priest and a church. Like this they say. They also say that وَمَا اللَّهُ بِالْتِمْثَالِ إِلَّا كَثَلْجَةٍ مَعْهُمَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's not a statue except that he's like snow which has water with it. Something like this. With a rough translation, these people of deviance is what they say. And he says that this is like the saying of Ibn Arabi. He says in his book called Futuhat al-Makkiyah wa Khusus al-Hikm, in these books, the two names of books, he says also, he repeats the saying that وَمَا اللَّهُ بِالْتِمْثَالِ إِلَّا كَثَلْجَةٍ, like we said that Allah is not the statue, and he, except that he's like the example of snow or something like that which has water with it, or the example of this meaning of that which they say. If you see someone separates between water and ice, they both have one appearance. The one, it's the ice, and the example of this existence, it is Allah. So we can see from this what these people they're meaning is that the ice and the water is of one thing. Its appearance is the same. There's no difference. The ice is water and the water is ice, and everything in it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can understand from this clear deviance right here. And the Shaykh, he's going to go on to explain some more concerning this issue right here.
فليس هناك خالق ولا مخلوق وليس هناك وجودان, وجود واجب الوجود وهو الله, ووجود ممكن حادث وهو المخلوق. لا, قال في صريح العبارة, كل ما تراه بعينك فهو الله. الذين ينكرون صفات الله وعلو الله على خلقه ينتقون مع الصوفية في هذه الضلال الكبرى, لأن علماء الكلام وعلماء الفقه صحيح لا يؤمنون بوحدة الوجود التي يقول بها الصوفية, لكنهم ينتقون معهم, فهم يقولون الله موجود في كل مكان, الله موجود في كل وجود, وهذه هي وحدة الوجود تماما. لذلك يجب الإيمان بأن الله عز وجل فوق المخلوقات كلها, أنه على العرش استوى, وأنه مستغن عن العالمين, ليس ممازجا ومخالصا للخلق كما تعتقد الصوفية وكما توفيه العبارة الثانية عن يوم النازل العين. مين منكم ما بيسمع الله موجود في كل مكان؟ مين منكم ما بيسمع الله موجود في كل وجود؟ هذا الكفر بعينه.
The Sheikh says, so there's no creator, nor creations, and there's no two presence, the presence that's amongst, which is Allah, and the presence that may happen, and it's what's created, that which is possible, that which is created. He's meaning here there's two presences, the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's a must, it's a must that Allah is present. And then there's the presence that's created, and that's maybe that will happen, and that maybe that won't happen, to clarify that. They say, meaning the Sufis, the correct saying is everything in which you see with your eyes is Allah. Those who deny the descriptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulu of Allah, the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over His creation. They are in agreement with the Sufis in this great deviation, because the scholars of kalam, of speech, and the scholars of fiqh correctly do not believe in wahdat al-wujud, that which the Sufis say, but they agree with them because they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present in every place. Allah is present in every existence. And this is wahdat al-wujud. He goes on to say, rahimahullah ta'ala, because of that, it is a must, the belief that Allah azza wa jal is over His creations, all of them, and He is above His throne raised, and He is of no need of the worlds of the creations. He is not mixing with the creation or example mixing with the creation, the way the Sufis believe. And that which we hear today, who from you all hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in every place? Who from you hear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present in all existence? This is kufr. This is the disbelief within itself.
ولا أحد ينتبه كأن الناس مخدرون أو مسحورون يقولون خلاف ما أجمع عليهم علماء السلف وفيهم الأئمة الأربعة. مثلا أبو حنيفة في كتاب الفقه الأكبر المنسوب إليه، وأقول المنسوب إليه لأن الحقيقة لا يثبت هذا الكتاب، ولا يثبت أن أبا حنيفة ترك كتابا بعده، ولكن هكذا أتباعه ينسبون هذا الكتاب إليه، ومحققوهم يقولون المنسوب إلى أبي حنيفة. مع ذلك ففيه توحيد، فهو يقول من أنكر أن الله ليس في السماء فقد كفر، وهذا ليس بالغريب لأنه ينكر قول الله أمنت من في السماء، وينكر الآيات الكثيرة التي أشرنا إلى بعضها والتي هي صريحة لأن الله عز وجل فوق السماوات كلها وفوق العرش استوى. هذا ما يحسن القول فيه بمناسبة هذه المسألة الخطيرة. وقبل أن ننتقل إلى غيرها، فإذا كان عند أحد من الحاضرين سؤال أو استفسار حول هذا الموضوع فنسمعه ونجيب عنه إن شاء الله.
نعم. الشيخ says, and no one is aware. The people is as if they are in a state of numbness or unawareness of that which he has said. They are saying the opposite of that which the ulama of the Salaf gathered upon from the Imams like Abu Hanifa in the book Fiqh al-Akbar, which has been attributed to him, and I will say attributed to him, because in reality this book is not established for him. Yani meaning proven to be from him. It is not established, proven that he left a book after that.
But like this, his followers attributed this book to him, or attributes it to him. And the ones who do the checking of books from amongst them, they say that which is attributed to Abu Hanifa. Along with that is, it has in it Tawheed. Tawheed is in this book. He says in it, whoever denies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the heavens has disbelieved. And this is not strange, because he, yani, the person that, you know, this person who denies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the heavens above his throne, he denies the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing that. He denies the ayah. Amintum man fis samaa, are you safe from the one who is in the heavens? And he denies the ayat in abundance in which we pointed to before or mentioned before. Those that explicit that Allah Azza wa Jal is over the heavens, all of them, and he's above the throne raised. The Shaykh, he says, this is what's best of that which is suitably said concerning this dangerous issue. And before we move on to other than it, if there's anyone present and he has a question or any ambiguity, we will listen to it right now and give the answer, inshallah ta'ala.
أي نعم إله معناه معبود إله معبود فهو معبود في السماء ومعبود في الأرض أبي شيء لا معبود في السماء ومعبود نعم إله السماوات وإله الأرض هو رب السماوات الرب يجب أن نذكر الرب معناه غير الإله الرب هو الخالق المربي أما الإله فهو المعبود بحق ولذلك فليس كل من يؤمن بالله ربا يؤمن به إلها طبعا هذه من الأشياء للناس غافلين عنها لو قال قائل من الملاحدة والكفار آمنت بأنه لا رب إلا الله خمسي مسلم إنما يجب أن يقول آمنت بأنه لا إله إلا الله ليه؟ لأن معنى لا إله أخص من معنى لا رب لأن المشركين الذين بعث إليهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ودعاهم إلى ما دعاهم إليه من أنه لا إله إلا الله فكفروا قال تعالى وإذا قيل لا إله إلا الله يستكبرون لكن في الآية الأخرى ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن الله إذن هم مو منكرين لوجود الله هم معتقدين بأن هذا الكون له رب خالق ولكن ما هم معتقدين أن العبادة يجب أن توجه إلى هذا الرب وعده فلا إله إلا الله هو أرقى بكثير مما لو قال قائل لا رب إلا الله لا رب إلا الله أي لا خالق إلا الله المشرك كان يقول لا خالق إلا الله بنص القرآن لكن لما كفر لأنه عبد غير الله مع الله فجعل له شريكا في العبادة.
So with that, the questioner says, what is the meaning of the ayah? هُوَ فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهٌ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهٌ He says, the Shaykh, رحمه الله تعالى, the Shaykh says, إله, يعني meaning deity. Here means ma'bud, that which is worshipped. That which is worshipped. إله is ma'bud. Therefore, he is ma'bud, meaning he is worshipped. في السماء, he's worship in the heavens, and he's ma'bud on the earth, he's worship in the heavens, and he's worship in the earth. That's what it means. So he's clearing up the confusion that because of this ayat, people think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere. He goes on to say, He is what's worshipped in the heavens, and He is what's worshipped on the earth. Like we just said before, there's no problem with this ayat. He is ilah fis sama', and He is ilahun fil ard. He said He is the deity, and He's what's worshipped in the heavens, and He's what's worshipped on earth. He is the Lord of the heavens, Ar-Rab. It is a must that we mention the Ar-Rab. The meaning of it is not ilah, deity, because anything can be created and be called Rab. But He says, as for ilah, deity, He is ma'bud, is what's worshipped, truly worshipped, with right. Because of that, it is not everyone who believes in Allah, Rabban, as a Lord, believes in Him, ilahan, as a deity. If someone from the malahida, the atheist, and the kuffar, says, I believe that there is no Lord except Allah, he is not a Muslim. What's a must is that he says, I believe that la ilaha illallah, I believe there is no deity truly worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the meaning of la ilaha, the meaning of no deity is more specific than la rab, than no lord, because the mushrikun, the mushrikeen, those who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to them, and he called them to that which he called them to, that la ilaha illallah, that there is no deity truly worthy of worship, being worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disbelieved. Allah says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ, that if لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ is sent, then they become haughty and proud. But in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ, that if they were to be asked, who created the heavens and the earth, they are going to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, they did not deny Allah's presence. Verily, they believe that there is no Rabb creating but Allah. They believe that there is no Lord creating except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's on them to believe the worship of the worshippers is a must, that they make that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Because la ilaha illallah is much higher than if you say la rabba illallah, if you say there is no Lord except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I.e., in other words, there is no creator except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mushriks, they used to say Allah created us with the evidence. So why did they disbelieve? Because they worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Allah, and they made partners to Him in worship. And this is the end of our tape, the translation of our Shaykh Nasir rahimahullah ta'ala, Sifatul Ulu, wa nas'al Allah an yaj'al hadha fi mizanihi hasanat. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of His good names to make this in the scales of good for our Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, wa jazahu Allahu khayra.